right now, it's time to check in with Penny Rich, who chairs the Orange County Board of Commissioners. County commissioners have wrapped up, their work for the school year. Now it's the summertime break.
Our fiscal year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the issues go on. So, Commissioner, how are you?
Whew. Getting here was rough.
So I've been saying there's traffic on Franklin Street. You can confirm this.
So, you know, I made a left off of Boundary, and that's where the traffic started.
Oh, you were coming down the hill.
I was coming down the hill. So there's only one lane, and people are really nasty. They don't know how to merge, and I'm not sure if that's a Southern thing or if that's
a Chapel Hill thing.
That's a thing.
I think that's just a thing.
You know, so people get really nasty. The buses are like, whoa, we got to keep on a time frame here. So I would suggest if you need to come down that hill to find a different way.
Yeah. Estes or Fordham or
you know,
one of those.
Estes is a challenge too because that's where all the lanes are closed off. Because they're doing the repaving. Hey, look, we know during the summer they need to repave. 30,000 kids are out and, you know, 15,000 less cars, and it's a good time to do it. Yeah. You know, thank goodness we're not doing that Greensboro circle at the end of Estes and Greensboro right now also, because I just couldn't get home.
But I think the not merging thing is a thing. I think every parking or driving foible that we associate with a particular region is just kind of a universal thing. Like, you and I both know New Jersey, where they've built an entire infrastructure to avoid making left turns.
That's right. You have to do all those jug handles,
right?
You do those circles. Exactly. Well, you know, I still sometimes drive like I'm from New Jersey, so of course I don't stay in the right lane. I go in the left lane and drive as fast as I can to get down there and then try to merge in. And so, you know, people get angry, and rightfully so.
But Highway Patrol is just sitting there taking notes, listening to this conversation.
But I had to get here. There was a good reason. So, and here we are.
So let's talk issues. First of all, we just got the word, and you just got the word, that Jeff Mann is stepping down as GoTriangle CEO. And I think the statement that was released was to spend more time with his family after an intense 18 months, which I think kind of goes without saying.
I think so too. And I'm grateful that Jeff wants to spend time with his family after a crazy time, because we're going to go into another 18 months of, you know, trying to figure out what the next plan is, how our regional plan moves forward. And it would demand a lot of his time. And so it's a good thing that he's recognizing that and deciding to take a little break, spend some time with family. I'm sure he'll be back in some capacity for not such a long time. But, it's an interesting time at GoTriangle. Let's just say that, because we do need to figure out what we're doing. And we've got a bunch of working groups that have already started talking. Certainly we're in contact with not only Durham, but also Wake now, because there's a lot, you know, Wake is moving forward. They got their plans going, and they're ready to roll. And we still have the station up in Hillsboro that we have to be mindful of, the Amtrak station. The commuter rail conversation is going on. So, congratulations to Jeff. I think he worked hard and tried to navigate us through a really, really hard process. And I wish him luck in the future. I think he's a fine person. And, you know, good luck, Jeff.
It's a difficult thing, and I think we've talked about this before. I've certainly had conversations to this effect on the air, that the issue with transportation, like long-term public transit in the Triangle, is kind of a combination of two unavoidable truths, one of which is that whatever the plan is for transit in the Triangle area has got to be a very big plan.
Yes.
And the other unavoidable truth is that it's almost impossible to actually implement a very big plan to get all the stakeholders together.
And also to fund something like that.
You're right.
It's the money also. We recognize that. And that's why when you think about the future and how you're moving people around, and I think you know this, the people that we're moving around don't necessarily live in Chapel Hill. They're coming to Chapel Hill to work.
Yep.
I mean, those hospitals, the school, we have about 20 to 25,000 people a day coming into Chapel Hill. That's not the cars that we're driving around. That's additional. And that's why the failure of the light rail is such a disappointment, because that would have been able to take – so many cars off the road and take the buses that are servicing the hospital now, put them back out into the rest of the town. So, you know, we do have to start thinking regionally. We have to continue to think regionally. We can't just think of isolation and we can move people around Chapel Hill, because that's just fine. And I think, like I said in the past, I think that we do a really good job. I think Chapel Hill Transit is really on top of their game. And you know, we're known across the country because of our fare free system and because we do know how to move people around. But we've got to do it regionally, or else we're going to be we're going to be on Franklin Street coming down the hill, dealing
right?
with
yeah.
me going in front of everyone.
Speaking with Commissioner Penny Rich, OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. County commissioners not long ago signed off on the county's budget. We're still watching the debate on the state level, where House and Senate Republicans are sparring with the governor over this, still nowhere near an agreement or a deal, although I think those conversations are still going on, probably going to go well into next week, yeah. if not beyond, before we actually get a final budget. And a number of issues that still need to be worked out are very relevant to, I think, every community in the state, but here locally too, including the one issue that Governor Cooper is really, really pushing for and has been for months, which is Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about this, and it's interesting. We're getting some folks from the other side now to start talking up also, because mm-hmm. especially in these rural communities where they're noticing that, okay, if you close a hospital, we have to drive an hour and a half, and that might just not be feasible. I mean, it people will die. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so hard to think about that you don't have access to health care. Mm-hmm. So this is so important. And this was one of his campaign promises to try and get this through. I mean, you have to be able to work with people to get it through, though. So that's a challenge. You know, we all go out on the campaign and try to promise things and say we're going to make it happen. But you do need to be able to work with folks. And, you know, you can see a crack here and there where the other side is starting to say, you know, this is we need to be doing something. Every time I go and talk with some of our representatives and some of our Durham representatives, I'm like, yeah, how's the budget going? And, you know, it's like, well, maybe we'll be there till September or October, you know, and joking around, but you just don't know. I mean, they could go right through the summer talking
what
about
what happens, because there's not going to be a state shutdown. That can't happen legally. So
right.
what happens?
Well, I think it's happened in the past couple of years,
yeah.
right? They just continue
the current budget,
right?
Right?
They continue
yeah.
the current budget. And so that's not necessarily great, especially for our school teachers, right? Because we don't know what kind of raises they're getting, what they're not getting, where there's money left on the table that we don't even know that we need to supplement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a challenge for counties when they're dealing with the schools. And, you know, certainly the school budgets that they don't know. They put a budget in, and because we have to. We all have mm-hmm. to have our budget in by June 30th. Yet the state just fumbles every couple of years they've been fumbling on this.
The other thing that everyone's following at the state level is HB 370, which is the bill that would require sheriffs like Charles Blackwood in Orange County to cooperate with ICE detainers. Doesn't look like this bill is going to pass, because Governor Cooper has all but explicitly said he called it unconstitutional. So I assume that means he's going to veto it if it gets to his desk, but still a significant issue.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we talk about this a lot with Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, certainly. We're all very concerned about how we treat human beings. And this bill is just it's a non-starter for most of us in our little bubble here. And it just hurts the community. People go in hiding, and people that shouldn't be hiding are hiding, like pregnant young women that don't trust government because they're afraid they're going to be taken away from the rest of their family. They need medical attention, and they're not coming to their medical appointments. Mm-hmm. And this happens every time these kinds of threats come forward. And we're seeing this being played out on the national level also, which is, it's just a disgrace to think that we live in America and we're watching this daily, watching what's happening with children at the border. And, mm-hmm. you know, certainly that photograph is just heartbreaking and heart-wrenching of a young dad and his daughter. It's just at some point, it's got to stop. So, I agree with you, Aaron. And you're sort of a policy wonk and a scholar when it comes to these things. But I think if the bill is dead, let's just let it die and move on. Let's not keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
But It keeps on going.
Yeah. So with that in mind, issues at the county level that people ought to know about.
Well, so right now, you know, I guess transportation is, we're going to work on transportation over the summer. We also have a couple of things in the hopper for economic development, which, of course, I can't share with you right now because they all still have these very odd names that the state gives them. As you know, when projects come forward, they don't come forward with their correct name, kind of like Wegmans. We didn't know it was Wegmans for a while. It just came through with, like, Fred Flintstone.
Well, they do that
like
with
that.
Movies too. Yeah, like, yeah. They deliver it to the theater with a fake name, and then it ends up, oh, it's right. Star Wars. Yeah. How about this?
So Steve Brantley's been working on a lot of hits on economic development, and some of them are coming through. And so what we're finding, though, is that they might come through at odd times, like when we're not in session. So we're working hard on that, and Steve is certainly doing a great job. I think also we're all very concerned about some of the issues that are going on with the schools, and we see that in the papers every day. I haven't had a chance to meet with either of the chairs yet of the school boards, and I'm hoping to do that over the summer. I don't know, as we see, we don't have real local newspaper anymore, right? We come to Chapelboro for local news on a daily basis, but we don't have this newspaper, so we occasionally get a hit of what's going on, and we hear one side, and we don't hear the other side, and then we hear the other side. So we're not quite sure, like, how to bring this all together, and I think we've got to find a way to do this, and I don't know if it's forums, I don't know. We have some concerned parents as well, and what's going on. I mean, Carborough lost its principal and its vice principal all at the same time, and it's a big hit. So I think I'm going to work a little bit on that this summer as well.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on Orange County government. Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Yeah, let's dance. Carborough, let's go.